for one nation. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Today is definitely a no-show mush day.
Feels like it. Certainly looking that way.
You guys, no text, no show. This guy's a loose cannon.
Yeah, they got that man on every show on the network. And dancing his dick off, literally.
Stephen A. Mush, wow.
He's the hardest working man in headquarters. Named Martin.
Without question. There's no close second. I want to see if this bag of balls even responds. I went a smooth 0-3 yesterday. That's always good.
Couldn't have been me. 2-1 whiskers. I'm heating up. If you, 3-0, but James Harden can't play well with others.
And the Lakers, like, just be taller. What's your issue, guys?
Hey, AD had the 9 rebounds I needed first quarter. I don't know what he did after that. I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at Harden, whack ass.
It was an absurd. Like, the Lakers would get a small lead, and I'd be like, all right, time to pull away. And they'd be like, no.
I'm starting to see the vision, man. I might be in on the Rockets.
It's, I don't know if they can survive the regular season like this. And I wonder about it in, like, a series, too. Night to night, yeah, teams aren't used to playing that way.
No, but that's the thing. If they're going to – like, their point, I think they have to, like, work on their seeding. Like, again, I still don't think they're getting past any of the top three teams in the West. But I think they're playing – it's really – like, if they're small, you can hit anybody bigger than you. That's just the rules.
Right.
And they're going to do that every single time and make you call it every single time. And sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes,
oh, yeah.
I'm very interested to see. But, yeah, 30 games from now. And then I do like how Tyson Chandler's on the bench. Like, hey, don't look this way, guys.
I was just about to bring up that. Yeah, they would cut to the bench and he'd be standing there. And I'd be like, dude, get in the fucking – what are you doing?
I forgot all about him. And he's over there like, no, no, no. My house shoes are on.
Oh, boy. Yep, there it is, 1:20 p.m.
He listed his new schedule the other day. I was like, good Lord, Mush.
Yeah, but yeah, every time they come to the bench and show Tyson Chandler, I don't even think he's got a uniform on under those warm-ups.
Nah, he's nude, just clapping up a storm. But if it works, one, it's going to make every commentator mad, but it'll make every number person happy, so I'm torn there.
Did you see how furious Simmons was last night?
Could not watch it. Turned it off.
Kendrick Perkins was like, if you don't shut your ass up, old man.
Man, get your old ass out of here.
That was very funny. It was – if it's going to make people mad, I don't know if it's even – if the numbers people are even going to be in. They're already in. Right, they will, but it's like if they're winning games but the numbers suck, I don't – like, they're going to have to twist it. And I'm sure they will, but that'll be – like, once they get clapped in the second round, then what?
I mean, that was going to happen anyway. Either way, somebody's going to be mad. But I do like if you put one really short person on the court, everybody tries to post them up. Mm-hmm. So now if you just put five.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, like, I feel like other teams, you're either going to fall into that trap or because they're shooting 100 threes, you're going to shoot 100 threes. And it's like, we're built for this. Right. So I was like, that alone will get them some games. And if – I think their biggest issue is why – Harden can't play well when Russ plays well. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, Russ had a smooth – well, Westbrook at one point last night was just like, I'm just – like, they put Kuzma in, and he was just like, hell yeah. And
that was a plan before the game. God bless Frank Vogel.
He just put his head down and charged into him like a bull every single time, and it worked every single time.
Like a charm. But that – like, when – I feel like when Harden scores 49, Russ still get like 28.
Right.
But when Russ has 41, Harden got 12. Like, if they can figure that out, I think they're a lot more dangerous, but I don't know what they are going on.
I do wonder if it's taking more of a toll on Harden now that, like, he has to use his size defensively more than ever.
Defensively, I don't think he's putting any effort there. Like he's
no,
that wasn't why he stunk last night.
It's not even like effort. Like he's slapping the floor and pulling his shorts up, like bunching them up. It's
Blue
like
Devil Harden.
Yeah, now he's got like actual like 7 footers. Yeah, the jump ball was hysterical, but now like possession to possession, he's got multiples. Especially as the Lakers 7-footers leaning up on him, like that is fucking tiring. And he's burly enough to do it, but there's got to be a trade off somewhere.
Yeah, it's with him taking 10 shots and only hitting 3 of them.
Embiid would kill for that shooting percentage.
Oh boy, yeah, there. I watched a good bit of that game, and even then, I didn't realize it was 5. He was 5 for 22 till I saw it. I think he finished 6 for 26. That was a guy, he's like, it's clearly his hand. I'm like, I get that. Maybe you don't take 26 shots. If they can't beat the one team they were designed to beat, they're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Big trouble. And they sure can't. They didn't even come particularly close. Giannis was by far the biggest person on that court yesterday.
They had a few runs, and then Giannis was like, that's the end of that.
Yeah, he's like, no, thank you.
If he's just going to start and keep going, just ISO like Harden, just dribbling the ball, like daring someone to come guard him, you can give him the trophy now. I don't know if Ali Horford got it in him.
No, he doesn't have much in him these days.
Look, textbook stance. He's in always the right place to get dunked on or shot over or out-rebounded or something. But you could teach a clinic on the stances.
Yeah, I could do that if someone wants to pay me north of $20 million a year.
For the next 4, wow.
The next 3.
Yeah, you're right. 3 and some change.
Yeah.
It's basically an expiring contract.
When you really start to break it down, he's essentially a free agent.
Boy, oh boy. It's like, well, can't overreact to one game. Y'all did on Christmas. So which side is it?
Right. Yeah, no, that was – and Charles Barkley clearly bet an inordinate amount of money on Philly before the season, and he wants a refund. He wants a refund bad. He can't believe how bad these guys stink.
Jack couldn't believe how bad – Chuck couldn't believe how bad those guys
– He couldn't believe it so much that he took all the first half to write his own diss track against them and then spent all of halftime just roasting Embiid for stinking.
I do like that part. I like that and them continually referring to Dwight Howard or anybody as Superman, just knowing that Shaq's over just like breaking the pencil in his hand.
He just picks up the desk and breaks it over his knee.
Like, it doesn't matter.
$40,000.
Take it out of my petty cash. It's like Isaiah Thomas, Superman. And Shaq's like, he never averaged 28-19. It's Dick Pavetta, Superman.
Does infuriate him. I'm kind of shocked Mush didn't try and find a way on here today with Miami playing, with his Grizzlies playing.
Nah, that's his type. He waits to see what happens, then he'll show up Monday, either bright and early or not at all.
Utah favored by a whole lot of points. That doesn't seem correct.
Yeah, with Portland, right?
Yeah, Miami at Sacramento. I get Miami probably doesn't have all their players currently, but the guys they traded away, like Justice hasn't played in 2 months.
None of the 3 guys they traded played more than like 11 minutes a game since Christmas.
So them only – I'm seeing that -1.5. I'm seeing them +1 at multiple places. But I'm going to take them -1.5.
I don't – yeah, I'm seeing 1. I'm also – like I figured it'd be a couple guys, and Covington was like, no, I'm just here. I'm ready to play 35 minutes a night.
Yeah, I don't know. Trade deadline, it really is like case by case whenever you want to show up. Like Drummond, he'll get to Cleveland after the All-Star break.
Get moved in, find your house, get the kids in school.
Robert everyone Cuffman's else.
Like, I was in the area.
Bright and early, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this guy.
Tardy Mush is what I call him. He's always late. Remind me to say that when he gets on. Yeah, 9 points is a lot for the Jazz. And
way too many,
as I think of it.
Not for the Bucks.
No. I think the Bucks are just my team bet now. No more. I was trying to get the individual bets or like the exact margins. No, just Bucks spread over. Yeah. Next.
You have over or under yesterday, though.
What did I have?
I thought it was the under.
No, I did have the – yeah, I had Pelicans over. No. I'm looking at the wrong – Yeah, Pelicans over because they whooped the Bulls. Bucks sure under. Did. Yeah, that was a defensive struggle for everyone not named Giannis. Yeah.
The 30 and 20, or 36 and 20, excuse me.
6 for 26, that's rough, man.
Yeah, it's and they had like – it's never good when they have the whole play from when you missed on offense, taking like a terrible soft fadeaway in the paint. Right. And then they just keep the footage rolling.
Yeah, they just right. Zoom it out. Yeah.
And it's just like, oh no. And then Robin Lopez is just like dunking on you. And it's just like, ah, boy, what a tough. It's like when SportsCenter used to have the guy robs home run and then comes up to bat the next inning and hits a home run.
Right.
That, but for. For just
worst
sticking,
case scenario, yeah.
Sticking for 30 consecutive seconds on a basketball court.
And I saw where Embiid was like he said a hand hurts him more for rebounds than shots. It's like, dude, you played 3 games this month and you're shooting 31%.
It still hurts from the rebounding, Tyler. What do you get?
Yeah, you had 11 last night. Could have been 12.
Yeah, I don't know why they just don't shut him down to the All-Star break.
That's what, I mean, it's like, okay, we can't afford to slip. Listen, you're still slipping. Might as well get that guy healthy.
Right, yeah. They're not going to slip out of the playoffs, I assume.
I don't know, man. I wish there was one more competitive team in the East because as is, it's just like Nets and Magic just – like there's a 7-game gap between Sixers and Nets, and the Sixers have lost 4 in a row. Pacers have lost 3 in a row, and – Magic are just not breaking. Magic or Nets are not making up that. I need somebody to go on a run. Maybe it's the Cleveland Cavaliers and Andre Drummond. Their 9-game winning streak out of the 9 seed.
Yeah, they're right there. They're knocking on the door.
I feel like there's a lot of back-to-backs tonight. Like Philly plays again, Houston plays again. Well, somebody else played yesterday, I thought.
Hello?
Miami. Hey! You know Tardy Mush!
You know what's funny?
I called you Tardy, not Marty.
Yeah. Roasted you.
That means late.
I literally just have to sit with my AirPods in, and now I don't have to make Colby do it every day.
Crack the code.
Yeah.
But I kind of just want to make Colby do it every day.
Yeah, we like seeing Colby.
Yeah, keep him on his toes. I don't mind that.
Yeah. Don't want to get him too comfortable around here.
No.
What are y'all talking about?
Basketball.
Really?
How'd you do last night, Mush? I did 2-1. Thanks for asking.
I was going to say, you never ask how I do.
Don't ask me.
Bad?
0-3.
Yeah, I went 1-2 because you're trash, though.
I went 3-0 the day prior.
We're talking about the past now?
Literally yesterday and the day prior are both in the past. Yeah.
Sure.
The whole time we were talking was about the past.
He's got you there.
What's your first pick, asshole?
My first pick is against my favorite team, the Grizzlies.
Wow.
And this is because the guy who's going to help him get to the playoffs is not playing yet.
Yeah.
So they're just waiting for him. They've been too hot for gambling. They've been too hot everywhere. The Sixers, I'm going to say it. This is their do or die game. If they lose this game, they're done.
A must win?
Some are calling it a must win. I got Sixers minus five. I actually love the Sixers minus five.
They're at home, so they've got that going for them.
That's huge. That's huge.
But man, oh man, do they stink. We were just talking about before you got in, like if there was just one more semi-competent team in the East, like we might be pushing for them to like not even make the playoffs.
Just tank. Yes. Get the pick.
Yes, if they're in the West, it's not even close.
Ah,
no, nah, they're 11 seed.
Yeah, them and the Timberwolves are just fighting for a spot, spacing.
I don't even know about that. The Carl Towns was so happy.
He's the happiest he's ever been, by far.
I like that pick, Mush. I got Sixers winning by 1-10, and the under. That's the back-to-back part, plus 390. This is the sixth time Philly has played a back-to-back, and the second game is home. You want to guess their record in the previous five games?
5-0.
5-0. Philly at home, man. I don't know what. They must be sleeping like days, like just horrible hotels on the road. Like something. It's like they have two nights in a row. Doesn't matter if we're playing at home. So I'm
They fly in like minutes before tip off, and then they leave right after the game. It's just like, yeah, we're trying this new thing out. See how it works.
Yes. Yeah. Brand's like, nah, I get 10% off if we fly in the day of the game.
I'll take Philly too. We'll all be on that one. Minus five.
All right. Grizzlies
lost
by 10.
Over. They score 248 combined.
Yeah. All right. That's my second game, Mart.
I like the Kings minus one against the Heat. What the fuck is that?
Oh, baby.
Why are they minus one?
See, I'm seeing them anywhere from plus 1.5 to minus one. So I don't know.
Well, I'm Kings minus one, baby. It was pick'em this morning.
Why? Hmm. Why are you on that game?
I mean,
because it makes so little sense.
Yeah, you. If you said the Heat, you know what I'm gonna say.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Rat, rat, rat.
Wait, literal rat or bad line? I can't tell.
Yeah.
This one's a bad line. This looks like a closed room.
Harrow's out. Yeah. Butler's doubtful.
That doesn't. I don't. None of that. Yeah. Matters.
No. I was gonna say I would still one steals. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm still on the Heat. I was on the Heat before Mush got on. He's lucky it's a new week because otherwise I would have suspended him further for using that rat alarm, but he does have it back.
I do have it back.
You do have it back.
He does have it back.
But yeah, I'm still on the Heat. And when the Heat win, rat alarm suspended once again.
Shit. Okay, so need my alarm.
Listen, it's a dangerous game. The rat alarm's a dangerous game. Tyler, what's your second pick?
Second pick, I'm going Dallas. Dallas at Washington. I don't know why that's only 2.5. Washington is bad, just outright bad. So I'm taking Dallas.
They just don't know how to handicap the Mavs without Luka. Like some games they're still excellent, other games they fucking stink.
Either way, I'm still taking plus 2.5 and the over of 231 just because Wizards games, like they just give up 150 like once a week. So I'm betting on that plus 260.
I'm saying Dallas minus.
Dallas two. Minus two.
Yeah, I'm saying 2.5. Either way, I'm taking them. I think they win reasonably large. Like, I don't think they have any trouble with Washington. Okay. Tonight.
Yeah, you said plus 2.5. I just wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up.
I mean, these lines minus two and a half.
And the over 231. Yeah, I wonder if it's like fake all star break. If it's kind of like, have the guys stopped caring yet? Like, is everybody that's not going to all star break ready to get on break?
Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody that's going to All-Star break is ready to get there. So I don't know if that's affecting it. But
well, it's also day after trade deadline. So you got to think if some teams are like upset that their guys didn't go for it, if they're like pumped, like, yeah, we're still all in this. Like I'm looking at Celtics, Atlanta. Celtics are still banged up, but they like that's their team.
Yeah, everybody froze up for a second. What's going on?
Still frozen.
Oh, it's Coley, the idiot.
It's me.
Less frozen.
It's you.
Can you hear me or no?
Well, Tyler could be frozen 24/7.
Yeah, who knows?
But you can't hear me.
Oh, it's Coley. I heard his little chuckle.
So you can't hear what the fuck's happening?
Every like 3 seconds, it'll freeze up and we can't hear a word you're saying.
Hell yeah.
Like now.
I want to take a picture of this. You look so sad. Oh, he moved.
He moved.
Stupid bastard. You hear us, Coley?
Yeah, I can fucking hear you. I have no idea if you can hear me. You're not being very helpful.
Or something.
No, Coley just froze so he could fucking itch his rash through his fucking thighs right now.
That's what it was. He taped a picture of himself on the camera so he could scratch his balls real good.
I don't even know if this is recording. I don't even know if this is recording YouTube.
Hey, Coley.
Can you hear me or no?
Oh, yeah, we've heard you. You are freezing now, though.
Awesome.
It's freezing up a whole. Well, all right,
well, let me get more picks so we can go.
Portland plus much? 8. I got one more, too. What are you looking at?
Oh, God.
I think you said Portland 8.5.
I sure did.
Yeah, he said Portland 8.5. I'm going to go with Mavs minus 2.2. I just don't think the Wizards could fucking pull anything off there.
Yeah, like Porzingis is getting rolling. Wizards are not good. Like, I think it's Bradley Beal's still mad, but he's kind of calmed down. It's been like a week since the snub. He's just back to regular.
Yeah.
I'm in on Portland, Utah. I need McCollum to get 17 points or more mush, and I need Conley to get 6 or more assists. That's it. Plus 200. That's it. 17 points, man. 6 assists. Conley's like, he's back starting now. He's looked good. So I hope this is just regular Conley. We'll see. Probably not.
Hope not.
Well, Coley's just itching his rash, so I guess we'll see you later.
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, see you later, fellas.
All right. Have a good week.
Coley, man.